Virginia Trioli. Mornings on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So the question is now being increasingly asked, where is the Commonwealth on issues of quarantine, which, yes, as many of you have been pointing out to me for a year, that actually is the proper constitutional responsibility of the Commonwealth. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton yesterday questioned whether the WA border lockdown was necessary. Here's WA Premier Mark McGowan's response.
In relation to Mr. Dutton, I just want to make this point. He's the Minister for Home Affairs. They have the responsibility for quarantine under the Constitution, but he doesn't want to do that. So therefore, it's fallen to the states to perform the role that Mr. Dutton should be performing under the Constitution. So he shouldn't be criticising when we're doing the task he should be performing.
The task he should be performing. And then we heard from Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles saying something similar, declaring it was patently ridiculous to suggest the Commonwealth had no say over state border restrictions. And he said, we've seen the Prime Minister in a complete abdication of his role here leave the field. I think the idea that issues such as internal borders are not a Prime Minister's business is patently ridiculous, he said. Now, leading epidemiologist Mary Louise McClaws asks a similar question. She's a member of the WHO Experts Advisory Panel on COVID-19 and an infection control expert with the University of New South Wales and one of the calmest, most reasonable voices we've heard during these long pandemic months about this entire situation. Mary Louise McClaws, good to talk to you again. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Virginia.
You're asking a similar question. Where is the Commonwealth on hotel quarantine? Why are you asking that?
The breaches in quarantine programs are our biggest threat and have been since, of course, we got close to elimination. We saw a small skirmish in New South Wales and then the second wave in Victoria and then, of course, South Australia and then coming back to New South Wales where it took 32 days to get 219 cases under control and then, of course, in Queensland. Now, we need a national approach to processes and policies. They can't just be made up as you go along. And I hear that one quarantine hotel even shares its built environment with the public, with restaurants. So,
can I just jump in and ask you which hotel that is, Mary Louise McClaws?
I heard that it was in Western Australia. So this is a bit shocking from an infection prevention and control perspective. So I know they're trying to probably balance the risks, and they probably thought they had no risks. But this is where the Donald Rumsfeld, the NASA saying comes in of the known knowns, and then of course way down the bottom you've got the unknown unknown. Mm. And what they need to be doing as a national group is come together and do a very honest, a full disclosure, deep dive into all of the breaches and how they happened. And they cannot assume on paper in a room without walking the corridors that there are breaches that they can shore up. It doesn't work like that. When you're assessing something, you actually walk the corridors, think like the virus, think like the traveller, and think, how can I escape this? So, and this shouldn't be done ad hoc by each state. It needs to be done, of course, as a national approach. Even to hear that staff can't be kept within a contract that says they're only working full-time is unacceptable, because finally now they have listened to us to get rapid antigen testing every day or even every second day. That's great. But that took us from the beginning of December to get them to start changing and listening. And, of course, there are other breaches that they haven't even thought of. And, of course, if they actually explain how the seventh floor outbreak happened, were the travellers exercising up and down the corridor? Were the travellers delivering food or visiting each other in adjacent rooms? All of these issues need to be thought out, and then using technology, thinking how they can prevent this, because thank goodness they've got the testing done now so that if anybody is identified early, you can respond before they even get back into the community.
So Mary Louise McClaws, do you believe, you're arguing strongly here, that this should be nationally run and a national approach. Is it an abdication of the Commonwealth's responsibility that they're not managing and running this?
Well, I don't understand why they're not running it, Virginia. I mean, our border is a national responsibility, and all they need to get together is the states and territories. Now, I know states and territories are responsible for health, but they need national guidance so that the same pattern works across all of Australia. I mean, I understand that Western Australia is being criticised for closing its border, but my goodness, this young man has potentially a variant that is so highly infectious that its infectivity potentially has increased by 70%. And so if it's got into a number of people that young people see every day, they can easily hop in a car and cross borders or in a plane. So that was a reasonable decision. But what's not reasonable is for each state to think that they're in charge of the most important threat to Australians before we get the vaccine rollout, and that is quarantine breaches.
Mary Louise McClaws, effectively then, can we argue that the federal government really is, if not causing the border closures, then contributing to those border closures by not taking responsibility for managing quarantine?
Correct, yes. So if they were to manage quarantine from a centralised perspective with the processes and policies and have them reviewed as a national group every time there's a breach to shore up yet again another weak link, then we wouldn't see potentially borders having to be closed.
Do you know why the federal government is resisting doing this?
Look, I think if anything goes wrong, of course, the federal government will be having to answer for it. And at the moment, it's the state governments that have to answer for this. And it's their biggest risk to their community and then, of course, to relationships across borders where each premier gets upset because a border is closed. But sometimes borders sadly have to be closed to contain the spread. And so that would then take out that heat, that political heat from between states.
Would we have, in your view, a better policy and a more coherent one when it comes to managing quarantine if the Commonwealth was involved, if, to take it back to our opening question, if someone like Peter Dutton and others at the federal government level were actually involved and responsible in running it?
They have to be responsible in running it, and they also have to use not just an advisory team that they already have for COVID, but experts in security. And there are experts that I have worked with that have worked in, you know, war-torn countries that really have an eye for all the breaches and the possible weak links in the system. And they need to work with each state and territory and, of course, being overseen by a national body.
Mary Louise McClaws, really great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.